it has been told that he is Bhagavan Ishwar. Not crossing the Narlila Bhav, he is sitting. He can sit in the hearts of so many yogis. Why he cannot sit on the seats made by all gopis? He is telling that in Brahma, Shankar and all other yogi who go in the side of Kirotsa ocean, and for a moment he sits there and at once he vanishes, goes away. But here he sat for so long period, Brahmaratri. Achyuta, it always sits, never leaves that house. Chuti rahi. Archita? And all the same that I have described.
কথা বাজলো কত?
ছটা বিশ কখন থেকে বসেছি?
তাহলে কত হলো?
সভাজ ইত্বা তো দমাঙ্গন অনঙ্গদীপনম সাহস লীলে খন বিভ্রম ভুয়া সংস্পর্শেন অঙ্কৃতা অঙ্ঘ্রিহস্তয়ো সংস্থস্ত ঈষত কুপিতা প্রভাব শিরে. সভাজয়িত্বা সদনঙ্গদি বনম সাহস লীলে খন After that, Gopi Hashme Lila Katash Lila Shogi. With
smiling
face by their this kataksha and Krishna having his hands in the lips in the laps of gopi or his face, they began to stop with their hands like this. And after that they will begin to do prasansa means admiring
Praising
the Krishna, lotus feet and hands. And they began to tell something with Ishat ko, Vishat angry, anger. Ishak means there was mostly praying. Anger was very little. Ishak. To explain their hearts. And then mildly they are telling. Like a prahelika, prahelika means like a question. That who is you? At first they served Krishna and they made please Krishna. And then they began to ask for Krishna. They began to prakash karna. Express their moods so that Krishna Ananga can come out, praying for this. Because Krishna was controlled by them and he wanted to play with gopis. Gopis saw Krishna this viewpoint and then they began to do like same to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But they are showing that they were not utsuk, they were not eager. They were not eager to do vihara with Krishna, as if they are telling like so. But actually they were wanting. And Krishna has called gopis and he has again disappeared. So gopi were some angry with Krishna. Krishna also began to show his face and everything, that gopis come, gopis prem may come out, both each other. So please, Krishna is also giving his hand, doing like so, and they are also doing like so, each other. Sahas means by
smiling.
That by smiling, by curving their eyebrow, are telling to Krishna that we want to ask something from you. They were thinking so. That we should ask Krishna, but not directly. We should know the heart of Krishna, how. So, by doing so, they want that Krishna should admit his fault. We should not tell that you have done fault, but Krishna may tell that I have done fault. So they began to ask. Here, he is telling that avahittha bhava came. Avahittha bhava means, hiding their moods. They are telling in another mood. This is called avahittha. So, they are now telling that you have done wrong, cheated us. But Krishna should tell that I have done wrong. He is telling that by any coming bhav, when a sthayi bhav is covered by any other coming bhav, then that is called avahittha. The same thing we have described. Here, gopis had been some angry. But yet, they are pleasing Krishna, meddling, doing Krishna hand, serving, and feet serving, and telling, smiling, but yet there is some anger. And they, covering their anger, happily they are questioning Krishna. Though the action of gopis were kapatata, kapatata means cheating, but it is helping in a rasoda. They are hiding their sthayi bhava here. And they are covering their bhav with another bhav. So they are gopi. Gopi means to hide. Then Sarat Darshan. Nothing more. Now we will start tomorrow. In two times we will try to go what far as we can go. It is in order. Bhajato nu bhajat bhajanteka ek etat viparijayam nobhyansya bhajanteka etan no bruhisadhu. Bhajato anu bhajanteka. The word meaning is like this. There are several kinds of persons. One kind of persons are those who, if anyone does bhajan, then they do bhajan also. if anyone has affection and love towards any other person, the other person will love. Eka etad viparyayam. Etad viparyayam means one kind of person, another kind of person are about you die, opposite. That is, if anyone is not loving, he has no affection, but yet another is loving. It is the Parjan, it is quite opposite. No bhayansa bhajan teka. Etan no bruhi sadhu. And third class of person are those who no bhayansa. If anyone loves, have affection, are not, he loves are not. This person don't love or have affection towards them. Now they are asking, smiling and laughing. They are asking to Krishna, Itanno Bruhi Sadhuko. You should tell what is your idea about this. And they wanted to know from Krishna that you should tell truth, sadhubho. You should tell truth, no lie. Because you are so sadhu. So, we want to know that in three classes, you are one of them. So, in what class you are? First, second, third. Gopis are saying that those who love to others, Krishna does not love. Examples are we, because we love Krishna, but he don't love. He went, he came out of sight, and we were weeping and weeping so much, but he has no mercy, nothing, no love with us. Not on one time, several times we have seen. So, one who loves Krishna, but Krishna don't love. Eka eva tat viparyayam, Gopis are seeing that in this class, also Krishna is known. If anyone loves, Krishna does not love. So if anyone loves or not, Krishna, how can he love? Anyone loves, but there are some reasons. That reason is that sahaitik prem, ahaitik prem. You know? Sahaitik prem means if anyone loves, then I have some swartha,
self-interest.
He will pay me something that I want, not as a pipe or but anything that I wish. Like father and mother, his son is not loving. Father is loving them for two reasons. In old days they will give something. They will serve him and palan poshan karein. But some fathers are that they have nothing to take from them. They have enough. Or any guru, they don't love anyone for this. So the second is good. But Krishna has nothing ahead to pray. So he does not do prem, those who do prem are not. Gopis are thinking that he is not one of them. But the third, Krishna will be surely in that thing. No bhayansha bhajanteka. Etanno purushadhu. Those who are doing prem are not doing prem. Krishna does not love them. So Krishna is in that type of. So gopis are thinking that we have Krishna ko aise band diya hai. We have tightened Krishna so much that he should admit that I am akritagya, ungrateful. So they are smiling and asking Krishna. We see that Vaishnava Toshni is not telling. Gopis are, especially the gopi who sing for a very far distance with crooked eyes, making his eyebrow as a and sharp eye as a
arrow.
And he has catch hold this lower lips by his very beautiful tails. And at that time, her appearance was so marvelous that Krishna was pee raha hai.
He was
drinking in a cup of the two eyes. At that time, Braj Devi, Braj Gopi are thinking that he has done, he is so ungrateful. So he should realize this. And he should admit. So that Gopi, very Gopi, which was seen by the corner of her eyes, smiling, she is telling. That is mridu also, prakhar also, and controlling also Krishna. She is asking. They are hiding their power, move, by avahitta, as if they don't know anything. And they are simply asking. But there is something very deep, and they wanted to that Krishna should admit. It is the belief from outwardly it is not so. So it is called in Rasa Shastra, this mode is avahita. Secondly, Jiva Goswami is telling, why you call them? Kaun hai? Aja. Hare Krishna. कहाँ से आ रहे? They are thinking, when Krishna will admit that I am ungrateful, then he will never leave us. So they are asking this. That ठीक बैठ बैठ and then these three things that they are asking that anyone do bhajan or anyone have affection though to them who has affection or love for them. Reciprocal. So you are among them or not. And some are those who don't love if anyone loves. They love everyone. Here it is not easy. They love whether they love or not. And third are anyone is loving or not. They don't care for them. So who is that person? Or what is the fruit of three things? Three loves. You should tell truth. Or you should tell what is highest degree. माने उत्तम रूप उत्तम माने दे आर टेलिंग भो ब्रह्म साधु भो टू बी केयरफुल फॉर कृष्ण यू शुड बी केयरफुली यू शुड टेल Here it may be that gopis are telling to Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna. But Krishna is not carefully hearing all this. It may be. So anyone tells, oh, hear me. He is here, but yet. You have seen this. So, bho, when Krishna was keeping here and there, so told them that carefully you should tell us. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, yet it is written, but yet I am telling. Gopis are thinking, uselessly, for nothing. Krishna has given so much suffering to us, and he is actually very nishthur, cruel-hearted, and akritagya. Akritagya? Why he has done so? They are thinking themselves. We know that he is so lover, good lover in the whole world. And he is a rasik, we know. And he is not ungrateful. He cannot be ungrateful. He has a hatati, mercy to all. But why he did so? We cannot solve. So let us question to Krishna why he is. But we see that whether he by nature cruel or hard-hearted or akritagya, ungrateful, he should admit this fact. Because they realize this fact, we are dead everything. Our father, mother, husband, and also shame, sahishnuta, dhairya, we have left it. We have disobeyed our guardians and guru. Guru means father, mother, sahasra. We have disobeyed. And we have blindly come. What would be there? No, nothing to think. We know that our husbands and father and mother will not keep us in their homes. But as a mad, being mad, we have come here. But he is so, perhaps he is mad or not, we don't. Because we are mad. So here, mad or not, we cannot imagine. How he, why he left us? So we will ask Krishna that whether he has some affection or not for us or not. Directly. But directly we cannot ask. We should not ask. So we'll have a prashna, question. In hiding our thabha, hiding it. Krishna mode, whether he has love, affection for us or not. We want to know that he has affection or not. Whether he is udasin to us. Udasin means neutral to us. Or he has some roh to us. Roman anti. Anti-mood. Droha. Droha means, you know?
Negative.
Not negative. Negative is udashinya. Not negative. That if anyone loves her, I will be doing evil to that person. This is called Rohat. like a father loves his children, but children, after their marriage and having children so much, they may revive their parents. Like, it is called Gruhacha. So there are three things. One, loving mood. Another, absolute
neutral.
And third,
opposite mood.
Three things. We want to know that in three things, what mood Krishna has with us. So if we will directly ask Krishna, then Krishna will मैंने टाल बहाना करेगा है
प्रिटेंशन
और फिकल्स ही विल ट्राई टू अवॉइड ऑल दिस थिंग्स एंड ही विल ओ या आई लव यू सो मच ही विल बट वी शुड पुट अ क्वेश्चन सो दैट ही कैन नॉट अवॉइड His inner mood should come. So, as ordinary person, they are asking Krishna, your loving mood towards us is sopadhik or nirupadhik. That is, sahetuk or ahetuk, by any reason or without reason. Any swartha, patratya, interest or without interest. By any cause or without cause, we want to know. You cannot tell. They are thinking, not questioning. They are thinking how to put this question. That he should, मैंने अपने भावों को उगल दे. यही थोड़ा सा हमारे लिए अंग्रेजी में मुश्किल.
But
he should
admit.
No.
He himself should say what is his mood.
Confess. If a dog has eaten something, then if anyone wants that what he has eaten. Then he will give some grass to eat. And dog itself will take grass and
vomit
everything. So gopis are giving a medicine, like medicine, that Krishna can vomit everything what he has. Otherwise he will try to
conceal
that vomit. So they are very, very intelligent. And they are so intelligent that Krishna admits that they are more intelligent than me. Love is so a thing that lover becomes in higher grade than. Like Yashoda, I told in morning, Krishna thinks himself to be a god, god of god, and he is Sarva-Shakti man,
all powerful,
almighty. And he has Satchitanand, everything, Rajani, Sambit, Sandini, and all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence, but yet Yashoda takes him by left arm and sit down here. And Krishna sat down here. And thinking, where is my Bhagavata? I am Bhagavan, but I am now Vibhas.
Helpless
now. Become certainly helpless. And began to see here and there what to do. My mother has made me sit here. What to do? So, gopis are so intelligent. They know how to Krishna make from it. Krishna is hearing their understanding their notes. And he is smiling. Because sadharan bhava se wo admit nahi karega.
Ordinary.
Like so many big leaders in this, in front of judge, when a culprit is there in Kathghara, you know?
Box.
And good leaders ask them. They don't directly ask.
Very far away.
And anyhow, well, that person in a tree, that he should admit that thing. And that person does not know that part I am telling. So, these are like very great leaders, gopis. Jira, jante hain, jira? Aap log jira jante hain? हाँ वो वकील लोग जीरा करते हैं आर्गुमेंट नहीं
एग्जामिनेशन इट इज़ द मीनिंग ऑफ एग्जामिनेशन
ठीक दे आर गोपीज़ आर थिंकिंग वेरी डीपली Those who love anyone with any reason for their swarth, for their self-interest, that priti is called supadhik priti, not nirupadhik. So, those who have supadhik priti, they want to manoranjan. Manoranjan means entertainment. If they see that there will be no entertainment by that person, they will not love. This is called supadhikti. And if no that self-interest, no manoranjan, but yet loving, this is nirupadhikti. Krishna cannot be told in the class of sopadhik priti. They are thinking themselves. No sopadhik. If there was sopadhik priti, then Krishna could not go out of our sight. Because there is no self-interest, no entertainment from us. So he left us and went away. Krishna is not apna manoranjan humse nahi kar raha, chhod karke chala gaya. You understand?
He's not thinking what he will get.
So he left easily us. Not one. Lakhs and crores and crores, crores and crores gopis. So pitiful. In whole world. All are Kishori. The Jamuna Upaban bank was so uncool for them. and no Purusha is there. Krishna is also Kishore, and he had sang on flute and collected us, and we are very uncool to Krishna. Uncool means?
Very
good. Yet he vanished away from me. So he is not in that class. But also we see that nirupadik prem, no nirupadik prem, because he comes to us and chatters us, beg for us, give me a bhiksha prem. He also give his head on our foods. So it cannot be told that he has no prem or nirupadik prem. So it can be told that his priti is not so bad, because he wanted to kill them gopis by Birah. Birah is Ragni, and for so much time he left us, and we are burning in the fire of Birah. But he did not come to see us how they are. But we see that he has no nirupadik priti also. Why? Because is that it is there should be a reason or no. But there was some reason. But yet all the demons like Duryodhana and all others, without any cause, they made Krishna enemy. So these are perpetual enemies. We see that there is no perpetual enmity with us. Krishna, he loves us so much. From where is he? What kind of love is he? They are not decided. So there is no enmity, no droha. Because we don't see any enmity power move, always. Because we have played so many times with Krishna. Krishna comes to our homes. In Varsana, you know, how Krishna goes and meets. If Srimati Radhika stops to speak with Krishna, then having the shape of any Malini, Malini? He comes and he takes the name of Mohini and enters in Varsana, and he tells that he sings so much, so sweet, and tells that I'm the daughter of any gardener. I have no message. I have no coloring. I know singer, and to whom I will touch, his sorrow, his suffering, his all tiredness, everything go. Hearing this Lalita and Vishakha and all, called her in the Rajbhavan of Vishwamitra. And they took up to Srimati Radhika. She was so beautiful, garland makeup ready, Vishwamitra. Very beautiful. Then she told that, I'm seeing that you are in sorrow. You are tired. If I touch you and do myself, and I will give my garland your name. Why to go? Sati told Lalita Rishasa that yes, you can message, you can touch, you can give garland in the name of Krishna. So he touched the feet. At once, none but then that Kishori get garland in the neck of Srimati Radha and touched his body in so that manner. That Krishna does. So he was assured that he is none but Krishna. Now he sat towards Sakhi and he saw by their eyes, corner of eye, that he is none but that Sita is there. They all assured and they began to do a treat. Srimati told that this garland daughter is so beautiful and loving, and he has done my so much service to me. I am grateful to her. So I want to give my dress, and I will, my own hand, dress him. Make wear.
Make dress her.
I will dress her and I will do sringar of that, because I admit her as a sakhi. So Krishna was beginning to look here and there, how to escape. Now my reality will be disclosed. He wanted to anyhow to fly from there, but all gopis surrounded her. That anyhow he should not escape. And Srimati Radhika told that, I am giving my dress to you. First I will take up all the dress, and new dress I will give. Krishna, no, I don't like it. I don't like you. My old dress are very good. But all catch hold of Krishna. And they took off the first cloth and saw that he is really Krishna. And he is not a lady. Then all began to clap. So Krishna goes to them, beg pardon, and ask same bhiksha to them. So that considering Krishna, that is not at all Taktaktan anything. And he is not in war mood, in enmity mood. If we see that there should be a reason that he has left us. Pratikulya nibandha. Pratikulya mane, which is not favorable. Without a reason, there should be any reason. We are both friends. ₹1 lakh came to us. Then he told that, this is mine. I am telling this is mine. For went among them, asked, because there was currency, but they come to take the money. This is a reason. So, there is any reason between us and Krishna that Krishna has become opposite? We have not done anything so. We always see the happiness of Krishna. Now, there may be any droha, enmity. But there is no enmity. So it seems that he is of the subject. Grateful, ungrateful. So he should admit that I am ungrateful. We will not tell him. We should know here that all gopis are in the same mood. One gopi is doing question to Krishna, but we should think that this question is from all gopis. Vipaksha, Svapaksha, Tatastha and Shuru. Both four kinds of gopis there are. So it is the question of all gopis. So they are telling to Krishna, oh, you are very great sage, Mahapragya. Pragya means? So, intelligent and sadhu. We know that you connect with us because you are sadhu. This is one kind of they know that Krishna is cheater, but yet they are telling you are sad. Then you know what is the meaning of Ganga.
They give him credit for something which he's not.
This is Ganga. Another, whether he loves or no, he does love. He loves. And third person is that if anyone loving or not loving, he has no love for him. So in fact that they agree what they have to speak with telling to this. Just 1 and 10 minutes. 15 minutes. What is the time now?
6:50. We begin 5:30.
8:30. Then?
15 minutes more.
Any other time we discuss all these things. So very great, very important thing, interesting thing is coming.
But in one sentence, which category Vihari ji belongs? But he replied that I don't belong to any three categories.
Beyond
all procedures. He loves, I love, it is a commercial thing which I don't do. Then he denied everything, and lastly,
we will hear it by mouth of Krishna. Then it will be very lovely and very interesting.
And we have to wait for November.
And we should try to avoid all these things and
to pray to anyone with this system. We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any
exchange
or
return.
But we should do. One day he will be bound to love. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love should be go out of and upward than these worldly love. It should be chinmay prem. And always continuous. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outward. But he accepts. But out of our, he gives no response. This is mercy of Krishna. And that he will do.
Adosha, Sita, Sadhu, Sura, up to Baba and Prince. Then Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari.
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhav Bhakta and Seva Bhakta. Also we know Sarupsita Bhakta, Sangasita Bhakta and Sarupsita. So many.
And Namaparad, Namavad and Shudana. So, what is the relationship between the different stages?
What do you mean?
Means, in this Adoshadha, Kita, Sadhu, Sangha, and so on, where will Namabhas come, where will Shuddhanam come, where will Swarup Siddhi Bhakti come, and
when a man has sattva, it may be that all kinds of aparad, everything is there. But by the association of any a sattva may come at the position, also in the position, when his character plays, his jataya, his soul righteous, so fallen, even then too, by the association, that sattva, as Ajamil Bhaji so much rejected from him, and he has got and he became well known to high level. And being in this very low level, wretched condition, Vindamangal happens. And that so in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sattva sangha. He may have sattva. And the sattva are of two kinds at the same beginning stage. Either by sharing rasmai katha of Krishna, or by the sasam and by hearing sasam. These two kinds of sattva have come here and he will lust
hear the pastimes of Krishna and you will not associate, then both will be tried. And at that if you will have good association, unless the go by and by. Aparad will be, apart will go by and by. And all others, these are not helpful partners, they will also go by. When we will have a guru, diksha and siksha, and practically we will enter in bhakti realm, doing bhakti, uttama bhakti in practice by all indriyas, then it is called sadhana bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparadha. Hold the prat going on. And Avgyanata in some extent going on. This is more root Avgyanata. Anartha. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnava. Willingly. And by practicing Naam, Harikatha, Samadhan, Kirtanam, Sharanam, Bandhanam, Pārvishivam, these are gradually developing, and anartha are
subsiding.
When we have nishtha, then most of anartha, blunders, aparad, will be in about to go, not gone. They may come, but now they are not in active mood. So they are going. They are going on in what proportion, in what person, in that very person, bhakti is coming. Our sadhana is going on, sadhana bhakti, and developing. When it comes to ruchi, then most of dangerous aparadha have gone away. No blunder aparadha. But yet, there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear Harikatha. It is no offense. But it is another. No? Like praise will come. And if he will not shave, and he will try to dish all these things, praise, and ask for
wealth.
Very pleased to have this and always collecting all this, not giving attention to real bhakti. Sharanam kirtanam vishnu. They can inspire us. So, loya, ikshe, apratipatti, kasaya, is an anartha, not a parada. So we should try to apply by chanting her name always, by serving Vaishnava, by serving Gurus. Now, when our asakti is so much also Gandhi, to some extent, half extent, all and all. Aparadhi is not there. It has gone. And also, our path, our
good deeds,
avidya, self-avidya, and prarabdha, aparadha, all are going vanishing. But yet, there are some smell there. When after this having come, all anatta and everything has gone away. His bhakti has come to bhava. And at that time, four lips have been come in his bhakti. Kleshakni,
Subhada,
Mokshalabhutakrita, and Sutodhita. But if two lips are to come out. And now he is bhava-bhakti. His bhakti is bhava-bhakti. His anatha has been swept away almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to nishtha. Sangha-siddha. And almost all gone. Arup-siddha and
Sang-siddha.
Sakama-bhakti, Nishkama-bhakti, everything goes away. Then bhava. Now he is bhava. And only something is there. And this is called Sarva-siddha. Practicing Bhava-bhakti, like Rupa and Raghunath, practicing Raganuga, more like Rupa Raghunath, Bilva Mangal Thakur, then Bhakti-siddha will come. Leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Prakati lies.
Yes, but what did he go to the
first time? Nishtha, Bhavdesh, Parthani goes away. Then, Praiti. Praiti means almost all have done. Then Praiti,
Purna,
in Bhavastha, Purna, all goes away. And in Prem, Asanitati. Anything, no more rest. But Bhakti begins from Sattva. The characteristics of who are settled from beginning. Anyone goes at the root of Bhakti and other very, very rare persons will follow the but they don't know what is Raganga, what is Vaidhi. They are practicing. Then they will read the books of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Arupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They will see that, oh, and going in the path of. But he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of Vaidhi. And innerly, he will try to follow. Always see that he is doing Radha-Radha. But actually he is doing. He is reading Bhagavata. Vaidhi Bhakta also reading Bhagavata. He will read Prahlad Maharaj, Upakhya and all others. And he will read the topics in which Krishna and Gopis are coming. he'll do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vaidya Bhakti needs to know how. And he will cry, Oh Krishna, Hey Radha, Hey Shyam Sundara, Hey Madan Mohan Radharam.
At what stage does Nam Abharat become Nam Abbas? And when does Nam Abbas become Shudana?
But we have no real Vaishnava song. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary. No Guru, nothing. I am saying that they are doing, but why I cannot do? I can sing very sweetly more than them. At that time there is no parādhā. Almost all men are with a parādhā. And then he got Sukha Guru. And then he practices and comes at the stage of Nishtha. Before that, anishta bhakti, anishta jaya, then it is visak aparad. And after that, after taking the center of Guru, then it will be namabhas. And then it will come asakti. It means that, especially when bhava is not.
Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari.
Kanishtha Adhikari, when he does not know any tattva, Bhagavat tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Bhakti tattva, Nama tattva, this world tattva, he does not know. And he has gone and he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these things. What is Vaidya Bhakti, what is Gaganga, what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Ashuddha Bhakti, who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well known. Then his position is there. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnava. Does not know the qualifications of Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishtha Vaishnava. So he is Kanishtha Vaishnava. Always Namaparat, sometimes in Namaparat. And then by the association of good bhaktas, qualified Vaishnava, his chanting, hearing more than chanting, and something, remembering, and doing all kinds of trials by his indriya. And then he has the association of good Vaishnava. And when he begins to question his Gurudev very mindfully to know all these things, he enters in the stage of who I am, how I come, what to do, how to be, who are Vaishnavas, what is Maya. Then he gets very question and he is turned to respect Vaishnava according to quality, then he becomes Vaishnava. And then he fully knows all these things, then he is Madhyama. And then he is Pratishthita.
realizing everything with anubhuti,
experience,
then he is mahatma. And he is now is ready to go into no ninda, no separate bhava. Fully convinced in all these truths. His name is begun to be Shuddha. Madhyamadhikari no Shuddha. Sometimes Shuddha, sometimes Namabhas. Kanishta always Namaparat. Very rare Namabhas. And Uttam all time.
And Arobsiddhi Bhakti, is it like Kanishta Adhikari?
Kanishta Adhikari.
And some?
And some extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. When he becomes some part of them, Madhyam, then gradually. But it may be found in Madhyam Kanishta.
And Sanksiddha Bhakti?
Sanksiddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti. Because we will have to adopt the theory Sina Tapi Suni Chena Tarurabhisai Sunna Amanina Manudena Siddhimina Sudhana. But actually we cannot accept, adopt. It comes in the level of prem. When prem goes up, Sinatapi Suni, Tarunapi Sarsana, Mani Namati, fourth qualities go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of prem. So if our there is prem, then they will come in full. When there is no prem, know all these things. But we try to not to be angry. This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is uttama. So these anatta are there, but it is controlled, then it is madhyamadhikari. And by that, some offense, or by all these things, some evil can be done, come. Like rogue, like man, apaman, manasman,
pride,
first, you know, prestige. He has not honored me. He is fool. Like this thing will come in Madhyam Adhikari. But Uttam Adhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle, he does not know what is obstacle. But in Madhyam Adhikari, it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in Madhyam Adhikari. But when Madhyam Adhikari will go, in Uttam Adhikari, all subside, not subside, there will be washed away. He does not know what is Maya, what is all this, what is growth, calm, or smooth, muscle.
Now, if someone has a seed of Raja Bhakti, then when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his Swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nishtha, all akras goes away, after that Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi will be matured into Asakti. And after maturing this Asakti,
so if there is a qualified disciple. Ekadasa Bhav should be
certainly come. At the stage of bhav, beginning of bhav, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavad Bhakta, by the grace of Krishna, he should certainly come. Not vividly, but sleeping. And as soon as his bhakti will be matured, gradually, Siddha Sarupa also will be matured. And everything will come by the grace of Radhika and Krishna, or his associates, and the associates of associates. Because the villain has directly always. By the grace of Madhyam Adhikari, who is so unmata, and he is so much kind to us. Because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is formed. By the love. By the Vishesh Kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyam Adhikari to give him association. So we can easily can have this and we will gradually advance.
But without association of
one thing more. These 11 things are how? Are these bhav? Comes in sadhak heart by two ways. By their grace, like two manners. If anyone goes to any house, home, he asks that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare our in my house? We are offered to be to big graha. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal, arasam, everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready. You can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at a time by the Ahaitati Kripa of Krishna and his associates, everything appears here by Sruti. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada, everything is managed. And if it is not done, then by Madhyam Adhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. Both ways are best, very good. But when Krishna will be so pleased, he can manage for this thing or that. But actually their position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, or mostly it becomes unartificial.
natural.
Because root in this is found somewhere there. So anartha karasya jeev cannot give this. A powerful person gives, who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we will have to pay. And we should practice. And Krishna or our Gurudev, inspiration and still we'll have to wait. Artificially we should not do Shinta or Siddhade and Ekadas Bhav. We should know, but it will come gradually by two courses. Today,
not reading this.
This is more important. Your Guru, they will manage. It is not that. He is still. He is watching on us. And if he is not watching and not still present, then he is not. Yes, it will be rejected. But I think that those who don't know this fact, they should be rejected. Guru should not be rejected.